up, like, hey, look, voices, talking, sounds. Can you hear? Can you hear well, Fredo?
I can hear very well.
Good.
It's kind of crazy.
I know, right?
Like, I kind of wish life was like this.
You can hear this beautifully. You just need a mixer, like, tied around your neck and just always have a little mic and headphones. You can just take in the world like this.
That's
like
the podcast. That's the most complicated.
Like, it's one little simple change to your life.
You need a hearing aid. No, I need a mixer.
Carlos, you don't think like a genius, alright? I'm Elon Musk and I just bought Twitter, alright?
About my $1 million idea.
Oh, you mean your hotel landline idea?
Yes. But yeah. In your home. You're not putting enough emphasis that it's in your house. Crucial.
It'd be very important if it was like the fucking 60s and 70s. That would be a good invention. Fredo, if you don't know, quick recap, all right? This man came up with the idea to install essentially an intercom system. But it's just telephones. Phones. It's landlines. But you can call each room inside your own house. And that's all it's for. You have a phone for each room in the house. And you can just call, like, you can be from the living room and call, like, the upstairs bathroom and tell them that they're jerking off too loud or something. I don't know. That their porn is playing through the fucking the sound bar.
If you really want to fuck with people, you turn on your intercom of the porn.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Also, just yeah, fuck sound. Yeah. I run your whole house. Fire.
Fuck yeah, I mean.
That sounds like money to me. Make it happen.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This man's not seeing the vision.
The potential. Come on.
He's thinking too much down.
How much are you going to invest into this man's idea then?
However much it takes.
That's a true supporter. That's a true supporter.
Damn, I feel left out now.
What a provider, right, dude.
Is this what it's like to be outnumbered? I don't trust this equation anymore. We're the white people. I need more cashes, alright? Let's Barloses.
Can you name me my ascension, please?
After I just insulted you.
Love you.
This is a manipulative relationship.
Yeah.
So fantastically, I actually prepared stuff for this episode, so be ready, Alfredo, you son of a bitch.
Why was that so sexual?
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, I got excited.
That's the second time tonight you gave me fuck me eyes.
First time was, I guess, subconsciously. So. You're right, it has led into true sexual tension here. That's what this podcast is all about.
Yes. I can feel your pure sexual energy.
That's why Carlos sat in the middle.
I want to just feel the energy. I want to be bouncing a piece of attention.
See, he's kind of in my vision when I talk to you, so. You get secondhand flirting. It's like when we were in middle school and you went to your homework and I get yelled at as a result as well.
Oh,
because
okay. That is nothing
you sat
like
next
secondhand
to
flirting.
No, not at all. Maybe I shouldn't have cleared that up before I said that, you know. Yeah, he never did his homework in school and I'd get like secondhand.
Tyler gets shit up all the time because I wouldn't do my homework and they would like yell at me about not doing my homework. Like, because I would never do it. Like, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll get it next time. Never fucking started my homework. From 6th to easily 10th grade, didn't turn in homework.
But somehow, accomplished getting that GED. That's crazy.
GED? You got an actual diploma.
Oh yeah,
bitch.
That's right. I thought that was a GED. I thought that counted as a GED.
That's when you drop out of high school and you have to get, like, that's general ed degree. Yeah.
Gotcha. To me, that sounds like the same shit.
Oh, no, like, in what they're worth? Yeah, they're the same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what we got is different things.
Yeah. That's interesting. They just get really super basic stuff that they just... It's like charter school.
Yeah.
For, yeah. adults, essentially.
Mm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Got it.
I knew somebody in high school who dropped out to be a Buddhist monk and then didn't even commit to that.
Wait, so when he became a monk, did he actually, did he commit?
To become a monk.
But did he commit and go to like the Himalayas?
Yeah,
and
no, he actually moved over there to do the legitimate process. I've heard about this, yeah. But then he never went through with it. He just said, and he dropped out of high school. He did all this shit planning to do this. And I knew he wouldn't be able to do it. Because I knew him as
How the fuck are you going to go that far? I got a plane ticket. I'm moving there. You get there and you're just like, I don't know, dog.
It is hard. You can't do shit for like 2-3 years, bro.
Yeah, it's to be silent.
Yeah. And you got to shave your head. You can't have any communication with the outside world. It's pretty insane.
He's living a dry ass life.
Yeah, actually, yeah. That's the whole point. You know, like all the movies with Buddhist monks?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the exact thing.
Gotcha.
Right.
Fuck. Oh, no.
Hey, Carlos, are you going to open the show or should I do it for once this season?
Okay. Oh, did the fucking show not even start?
No.
Oh.
So, like, the show is going, but this is going to be in segments. Point is, hello everyone, welcome to the Bars to Couch podcast. This is your host, Carlos Bautista. I am on Instagram at bonsoir_Carlos. This is my co-host.
Oh shit! What's up, everybody? God, I'm ready for fucking anything.
What an opening.
I'm your boy, T Cash. That's Cash with a K. T Cash Music on Instagram. tcashmusic.com/podcast. It's only the audio version, but who cares? YouTube, that's where you found this in the first place anyway. We have a guest. What's up, Fredo?
What's going on, baby?
What's your name on Instagram?
Shit, salted_caramel96. Get at me.
Oh. Damn. How many times in your life had you had caramel, though?
Fuck.
I mean, yeah, I maybe, is it 96?
I couldn't give you one.
Damn, it's too many times to count?
It's like a whole lifetime.
Oh, shit. That's powerful as fuck. That's powerful as fuck.
You guys probably hear this voice and recognize it if, you know, you've been listening for a while. This is our boy, first time on camera. Shouts out.
That's right. Supporter, baby. Come on.
How you been? How you been? How you been?
How you been?
I've been good, you know, working, slaving away, making pennies, you know.
Pennies. Wishing for dollars, but getting pennies.
Damn, that's right. Crazy, dog. Your internet get better yet or what?
That was a hard-hitting question.
Exactly, dog. We're flying off the handle already.
Off the handle.
Yes.
Off the rails.
Bro, I'm fucking... You love to see it. You want me to say, I could say every cracker phrase right now if you want me to. All the whitest things.
And diggity dog.
Maybe not that white, damn. Carlos is too deep into the culture.
You're one with the whites.
This has been a forever long research experiment with Tyler.
Yes.
Understand the whites, you know?
Yeah. And then when I become useless to him, he's going to leave me.
Yeah, just drop you like a bad pair of socks.
And then it's going to be the Alfredo and Cash podcast. Hopefully.
I don't know if I can commit to that.
It shouldn't end the Cash and Caramel.
You said no.
Yep.
If you'd open with that name, he would have said maybe for sure.
Yep.
Carlos, this is why I need you. That's crazy. I'm going to run my ideas by you. And you're like, that's dumb.
I quit the podcast to become your manager.
Shit. That'd be helpful, actually. That'd be really helpful.
Oh, man.
I like it. So you're just slaving away? Just working? Working those electrical outlets? Just... Charging his batteries. What do you do for a living? Tell us where you live. What's your
shit.
Social security number?
No.
Are you? Can I marry you?
You cannot, sir. Already taken.
All right. If you could unfuck anybody in your life, who would you unfuck?
Ha ha ha!
Carlos.
If I could unfuck anyone in my life.
You can't see your dad.
Pressure's on now.
Heartbeat. Heartbeat.
The girl who was trying to convince me that I was gonna have her baby.
Excuse me? Yeah. Explain. All right, we need a full explanation.
I've told you about
this before. Oh, was it the girl who you were?
I thought you were a real friend.
Being a stud for?
Seeing,
no, that's. Oh. Shut your ass, dog.
Bump to steel.
No, this was the girl who was like telling me, like she was like pregnant, and she was like, "Oh yeah, this is definitely your baby." And
I'm
like,
"Oh yeah, that's right."
I don't know.
You're like, nah.
The timeline kind of matches up, but I'm not sure.
Have you seen my dick? I ain't got balls. All right, that can't be my kid.
I'm just blank, damn it.
And so I followed along through the whole process. She had the child, not my child.
Whole black baby,
was
bro.
Was very relieved.
What was the skin color of the child? Tell me.
It was like olive. It was like some sort of mixed race.
So she fucked
I've never
fruit.
Heard of an olive fucking colored baby.
You've never heard of olive skin tone?
Fuck no.
What kind of what olive, though? What is it? Because if it's like, if it's like it's a dirty green, olives, it's like
it's like they're heading towards tan, but they're not quite there yet.
It's more like olive oil skin color, but like that's not even right either because that's yellow. Like honestly, why do they call it that? Like olives aren't that color.
No,
Carlos, yeah, come I'll on, you're
up,
the.
I'll look up olive skin tone.
All right, I'm gonna talk to Fredo while you do all right, that. You. Fredo, tell yes. me, all right? Mm-hmm. Fuck, marry, kill, all right?
Okay.
All right. Mario. Luigi.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't see that fucking color awesome. Resemblance at all.
Oh, okay.
All from right, what I right. pictured in my head, not the same
well,
color.
No shit, you thought of a fucking olive.
I thought of fucking green. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
It's not like orange,
not
the color.
I was like, what kind of fucking baby is that?
What kind of baby is that?
Holy shit. Carlos,
yeah.
How you been, buddy?
What's going on? I thought we were doing a segment.
We're just going, dude. We're vibing. What do you mean?
See, I know exactly what just happened. Okay, uh-huh. So what just happened was
okay.
when Tyler was trying to start a new thing, mm-hmm. it's because he looked at his list and he's like, fuck, this is an okay list. So he's trying to revise it on the spot.
No, it's because I have something that I didn't prepare all the way properly.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like what I
said. Yeah, basically what he said. Right. We're not there all the way, but he's pretty right. 85% of the way.
Hell yeah.
Wait, what were we even talking about? White children?
Where were we?
Oh yeah, you got somebody pregnant and rejected them. No. He's the dad.
Told I got someone pregnant.
Barlow's and Cash do Maori.
Entire pregnancy, and found out it was not my child. Did a DNA test and everything. Not my child. And okay. I was like, deuces. I'm sorry, this is your situation, but deuces.
All right, Fredo. All right, you're Carlos. Okay. Set yourself in the mind frame, all of that, okay? We do improvs on the show now, so you gotta get ready for it, okay? Uh-huh. You're Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
You've had 5 women come up to you.
Okay.
All different races, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you getting impregnated? Go. Scene set.
Mexicans.
Alright, Carlos, what was the race of the chick? Let's see if he guessed right.
She was some sort of Asian. I don't know what I said, but she was Asian.
You were wrong.
Yeah. I was.
Was it my ex-girlfriend? Because she She works her way around.
She works her way around. She finds a way.
She might have been like, huh, you kind of smell like Tyler a little bit. I yes, like
that's
you.
What, that's what it was.
Yeah. Who it's always me.
You smell, you have privilege. I like you.
You got good credit or what?
Who's someone you would unfuck?
Hey, so why did Elon Musk buy Twitter? Tell me. All right, now, so you're a fellow white, you should know.
Am I Elon Musk answering that question now? Is that the scenario we're doing?
Okay, you're Elon Musk, you just bought Twitter. How many things are you changing right now?
How many things?
Yeah, how many things about Twitter are you changing right now?
I'm changing all of the things.
Okay.
You turn it into the new Pornhub.
We just completely get rid of Twitter, right?
Only cans.
Yep. And you can only make a post if it's more than 1,500 words. So you have to write an essay for each of your posts. What? What was that?
They're listening. They're listening.
Is that you?
Yeah.
My bad. They're listening to us, guys.
Siri was just like saying something.
You ain't got no hoes. What would you do if your phone told you that?
I would feel so disrespectful. Just like, I've been here the whole time, dog.
Would you keep no the phone? Hoes. Like,
yes, it's honest with me. It's real.
So you're telling me you'd become friends with your phone if it told you that?
Yes, me and my phone become best friends. It's like her, but you just become really close.
The movie ends with your phone being like your best man at the wedding.
Yes, it just
but the battery dies and it just falls over, and that's the end of the movie. It's really
it
sad.
No credits.
Director, producer, actors, understood by. Who's going to be the voice of your phone? Fredo? Hey, Fredo, you want to read a fan fiction?
Adam Sandler?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah.
Bill Cosby would be my best friend.
pre or post accusations?
I don't think they were ever post. They were always there.
Pre or post accusations, Carlos?
Post.
He doesn't even know he's in a studio. All his voice lines are just him confused as fuck about where he's at.
He goes into the booth, I trip him immediately. I'm like, oh my bad, there's a brick on the floor. He gets up and I push him into the studio, right?
Right.
He hits the podium. He's trying to, like, okay, what am I reading? He's like, oh, it's right in front of you. Just pick it up. It's right in front of you.
I like it because he's blind.
That's a whole lot of the bit.
Oh, that's a whole lot of the bit? Yeah. Thanks for kind of it. I like that he didn't tell me all of it, so there's some suspension for when the movie comes out.
Yeah.
Nice.
You'll be excited.
Fredo, if you could be in any TV show mm-hmm. as a side character, which TV show would you select?
Does it have to be a TV show?
No.
It could be any show, cartoon, anything like that.
Can it be a movie?
Fuck it, yeah, why not? We have no restrictions here. Might as well just change the question. You are a guest, after all.
The best part is, that's originally what he was going to ask. When he stopped, it's because he was going to say movie. But switched it to TV.
Because I've already asked that question.
But here we are. Now you're in the movie.
You know what? I might have already asked you this question before, too. That's the best part.
But now it's on video.
There we go. The remake.
Now it's visually understood.
All right. I listened to all the episodes you used to be on. I'm just asking the same questions.
We're going to redo all of them from scratch. Reposting is what they were.
Hell yeah. 6-hour episode.
So, to go back to that question.
Yeah, of course.
I would pick Shrek.
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Wait, which one?
Oh, the first one, of course.
Alright, wait.
All right, would you be an established side character like Pinocchio or one of them?
Maybe the second one.
The second one's fire. Why? Do you want to be Puss in Boots? Or do you want to be the Fairly Godmother? Oh, I always knew you were gay. I mean, you didn't deny it. So which character would you want to be, buddy? Established or your own new character? You want to be the first brown Shrek character?
I would want to be Donkey.
Feels like cheating, but I'll
allow it. I was going to say, that's not a side character, but okay, whatever. We already bent the rules in the beginning. Might as well.
Wait, it is called Shrek. It isn't called Shrek and Donkey. It's called Shrek.
That's true. That's true.
That's right.
All right. So you want to be Eddie Murphy?
Damn right.
So you're telling me you want to sleep with a trans person?
What?
You didn't know that about him?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Who the fuck did he sleep with?
A trans hooker? Right? Was it a hooker?
I don't know. You told me.
I'm asking him for confirmation.
We're going to the source.
We're going to the source.
He's drying up.
Don't ask me. I'm not, you know, a professional or anything. I'm the most amateur of amateurs, bro.
But yeah, no, I would want to be Donkey strictly for the singing voice. Fire.
Fuck yeah.
Fire.
All right, you're Eddie Murphy, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm a TV producer. Carlos is also a TV producer.
Wow. Come on.
We're going to come to you with a movie idea, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing an improv now?
Yes, prepare yourself.
Hold on.
All right?
All right,
You're Eddie Murphy, so do you need, do you want to do blackface, or?
So I'm guessing what you're going for is that Fredo's going to pitch us Shrek, but with him as Donkey, and we're two TV producers.
Yes. You're a genius. Remember, just embrace your Eddie Murphy.
You're Eddie Murphy.
You really want to be a donkey. You want to be a donkey. And in the second movie, you want to become a horse, right? A beautiful horse.
Can you be Eddie Murphy trying to be Donkey?
I will send you lines from the movie. If you're willing to do it, I will give you actual Donkey lines from the Shrek movie if you're willing to do it. The fucking siren in the background of that.
I don't got that voice.
Well, don't worry, all right? In many of our improvs, we just use our normal voices.
That's the best part about improv. You're not doing an impression, you're doing improv.
Would you like me to download the entirety of the Shrek 1 script so you can give me some? Do you remember any lines by chance?
Can you just do the line where he's talking about waffles? If you do that, that's enough. Something about sleepover some shit. Something about staying over at Shrek's house.
Can you just come up with your own Shrek lines for Shrek 5, please? We are two TV producers after all.
You're trying to get Shrek 5 just Donkey made. That's the name.
Shrek dies, Donkey fucking marries Fiona.
Oh my god, he has both a dragon
and an ogre wife? Oh Jesus Christ.
He becomes Muslim.
Lines from this movie, please. Thank you, Mr. Murphy.
Oh,
How long do you think this movie is going to be? How long do you want it to be, Mr. Murphy?
How long is this, is a church session over in fucking Islam?
I'd say about like 3 hours.
So it's probably going to be like 3 hours.
Okay. What's the genre going to be? Is it going to be a murder mystery?
What's this new direction you're looking for? Yeah. Shrek 5.
Come on. If it's just Donkey, but it's still named after Shrek, how are you going to make Donkey stand out as a character? What are you going to do?
It's going to be like a Christian movie.
But he becomes Muslim?
Wait. Are you telling me we're going to do a Shrek VeggieTales crossover?
You're a fucking genius, Mr. Murphy.
We corner both markets. Ooh.
Let me sell it to Disney. Good.
We are Disney. So I'm talking to Disney. He's Walt, I'm Disney. What's up?
Walt's my middle name. Do a little breather.
I need some water.
That's fair.
Fair enough. I'll do it too.
Little aqua break.
That cotton mouth was fucking serious.
There's a reason I got so much water gone.
So what were we saying?
What were you saying? You were coming up with a movie of the century, clearly. Better than any of the MCU movies.
So what was it? Donkey becomes Christian? No, he becomes Muslim. The movie's like a Christian-style movie.
Right, with VeggieTales.
So of course, Donkey right now, he's already Christian, right?
But what are we going to do about the fact that donkeys eat vegetables? Are we going to have a conflict about that in the movie? It is a three-hour movie.
He
starts Christian. It starts at the beginning. It's a VeggieTales Shrek crossover, right? Mm-hmm. You know, everything's nice, hunky dory, and then all of a sudden Shrek dies. Everyone's panicking. Fiona in tears.
Mr. Murphy, genius ideas. Genius ideas. You're so smart. You're so good at this. I can't believe anybody would ever write you off as anything other than a genius. You're a generational talent.
Please give us more. Give us more. I
somehow became Kanye West. You're a voice of a generation.
Please, but what else? Is there going to be a sequel to this? Because, you know, from the sounds of it, I feel like a Shrek 6 might, you know, be in the possibility, but
we call it S6.
Oh.
Donk and Donkey.
Oh, shit.
Donkey gets a sidekick, smaller donkey. Always works. Scooby-Doo.
Too Friday. Donk, too furious.
Jackass.
It's about Jack and Jill and Donkey.
Oh my god. So wait, how many spin-off movies do you want to create off of the Donkey extended universe?
The DEU, as we say.
What's phase one?
How many aliens is he fighting in phase one? That's what I need to know.
Is the fairy godmother secretly like his dad or something? Like,
so I say the fairy godmother re-erects Shrek.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is how Shrek dies, alright? Okay.
No, this is when he comes back after he died.
Oh, yo. Pay attention. Stay in the game.
Oh, he said resurrect, not redirect. No.
Resurrect.
Okay, alright.
So yeah, so
re-erect.
So I mean, we could release the porn rights to a company. It's all right.
Why release the rights? Produce it ourselves.
Wonderful idea, in-house. Mr. Murphy.
So he gets resurrected, right?
Okay. Which movie is this?
I don't know.
Damn it. Okay. I have questions.
Take notes.
All right.
Okay. Take notes.
He gets resurrected, right?
Okay.
He goes to go see Fiona. She's fucking Donkey, right?
Oh, fuck.
Shrek's in tears.
Bro, that's against Muslim law. That's insane. Oh my god. Oh, fucking write this shit down.
I don't know what his powers are.
Okay.
But they're really dope.
It's okay. It's okay. We can come up with that. Dope. We can come up with powers.
Just a little asterisk for that.
So he's like Iron Man. All right. Got you. Okay. Okay.
I'm thinking more like Superman, but Shrek.
Iron Man. Got it. Okay.
That's as much as I got.
Fucking brilliant. 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 You know what? We'll give you a call tomorrow. We're going to make this happen. The Donkey Extended Universe is going to go down.
We'll secure you a book deal as well.
Yep. J.K. Rowling will watch the comic.
You're getting it
now. You're going to get a graphic novel. You're going to have to write it for us in a year. And we get 95% of the royalties. Deal?
I like that.
Cool.
Hell yeah. Right. Sounds like money to me.
It's been a pleasure working with you, Mr. Murphy. Tell your brother I said, fuck yo couch. N-word.
R.I.P. to Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, actually, R.A.P. to him.
Yeah, fuck yeah, hell yeah. Big facts, hell yeah. The big boy, the big dog, you know what I'm saying? Charlie Murphy, yeah, hell yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm, all that chicken chips, oh yeah.
I concur.
I agree fully 100%.
As a Disney executive.
Oh yeah.
I respect it. Hell yeah. That was beautiful. All right, and scene. Well done, Fredo. You were thrown into the fire, and you came out hot.
That's all you can hope for. That's all you can hope for.
You came out cold. You did something wrong.
Very, very wrong.
It's a fucking fire. Like,
shit's gonna get hot.
Oh my god. Only 30 minutes in. I love it. This would be a fun episode to edit. Oh fuck. Fuck, dude.
Alright, Carlos, give me a deal breaker.
A deal breaker?
For a relationship. Fredo, say you're single again. What's a deal breaker? What would creep you out?
Oh, creep me out.
Well, I mean, a deal, like, what would you like make? What would make you just be like, yeah, what would make you just be like, I'm not gonna, like, even talk to this bitch anymore?
A tooth on a necklace?
Yeah. 100%. But any tooth or a human tooth? Because she can have like a shark tooth necklace and she's like, what, you not like Hawaiians? Are you racist, Carlos?
Are you saying all Hawaiians have shark teeth?
Yes. We've already established that I'm racist, okay, so I don't need to hold anything back.
Yes.
Editor, cut that.
That's a good
move. Yeah.
Well, I guess that'd be different, but
okay, what like, not normal, because obviously, what more common thing.
Mundane,
yeah.
That I would be like, find annoying.
Yeah. That would just make you be like, I can't. I don't even want to put my penis anywhere in her vicinity. Her personal space, nowhere near it.
Brown teeth.
Isn't kind to old people.
Fuck old people.
Like, what level? Hell yeah.
What a fucking stance there, huh?
I really like that. I really like that.
Hell yeah. Some of them are cool, but some of them, fuck that, dude.
Some of them, Fredo. So, how many old people do you think you could beat in a fight?
Over 75 old people.
Yeah, actual senior citizens.
Well, no, that's 65.
Shut up, senior citizens.
How many of them are armed?
None of them.
None. They're
some
senior
have walkers though.
Yeah.
How many have Life Alert?
All of them.
I'm losing.
They get revived on the spot. So, Claire.
Yo.
Fucking infinite respawn. Hell yeah.
You can't be infinite respawn, dude. They got a team of men.
All right, then in that case, how many times did you knock the old people down? Like, how? It doesn't matter if they come back. Okay. Every time you kill one, before they get revived, it'll count as one. So how many do you think you could take down?
Fuck. I mean, I'm pretty sure you could push each one down, so I'm gonna say like at least push them down. At least bare minimum 300 easy.
That's fair. That's a solid number. Yep.
Yeah. After that, pretty winded. Pretty winded.
I'm gassed.
And that's when I die.
You're like throwing your last punch. I'm over it.
They're gonna blind me with tapioca.
They're gonna throw their teeth at you. Some of their mouth goo in your eyes.
Alright, but what if this fight takes place in Coco's? Where all old people eat. You didn't know that, Carlos? That's where old people congregate.
I'm getting stabbed to death with butter knives.
Alright, good answer. FBI, you heard that? He likes to kill old people.
Hire me. Hire me.
Hell yeah.
I like it. Carlos, how many old people do you think you need in your fight?
Infinite respawns, all armed with tapioca.
I hope you're not allergic.
Do I have my safety glasses?
You have your regular glasses.
You're naked.
Fuck. That's a bit of trouble.
How many shapes do you think you could fucking take down?
I think I could take down.
For those who don't know, he's blind as fuck.
This man's just fighting a fucking booth the whole time.
Okay, I'm Skippy. I think I can take out like 500 old people.
Damn. He said your numbers are rookie. He said you picked a bitch number, bro. For me.
I still say 300.
How many of them do you think are in fucking wheelchairs? You have a simple fix, right?
I would say a 60-40 ratio.
Right. So all you gotta do, you fucking kick the wheelchair over. They're pretty fucked.
But what if they start biting your ankles?
That's what the other foot's for.
But they don't even have teeth. That actually, old people, no dentures only.
They all have gums.
Yep.
Oh. Gum
eventually, I stop fighting them and start getting a little hard.
Just one lens of your finger, you're like, whoa.
This is the first time I've been touched in a while. In a Coco's? Oh. In a Coco's. Gretchen. yeah, drink break. Which just hurts. Alright, Alfredo. Improv time again.
God damn it.
You're...
No, what? Say it, dude. Come on.
You're an elephant in the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
I like the intensity already.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, he's thinking an elephant right now. Come on, get in.
You're an elephant in a zoo, right?
Okay.
Someone's kid falls into the enclosure. Okay.
They're dead. Right away. I don't know what that is.
Hands on the spot. I don't understand this creature. Going down.
Someone broke into my home. They're catching hands quick.
Like going back on his legs. Yep. Child.
You're on the other side of the enclosure. Just run up.
I'm ripping down a small tree and I'm using it as a bat. Yeah.
He's just doing all the shit just to fuck his childhood, bro. People try to go with the addicted kid's body after he's fallen asleep. As soon as they get within like 10 yards, your eyes just shoot.
Yep.
And you just take off.
No, I have palm trees next to me lined up. And I'm just spearing them from a distance. Fucking archer, baby.
Fucking archer class elephant. Fuck yeah, dog. Could you imagine that news story, bro? It'd be an international incident, dog.
Oh my god. Bigger than Harambe?
Bigger than fucking the Ukraine, dog.
Harambe mattered for a while. He really did. He was known for at least like 3 years. It's kind
of
crazy.
Bro, you would start standing this fucking elephant, bro. They like make really positive memes about him.
Z11 fucking crush them.
He gets invited on podcasts. Tell us your story. Why'd you love that?
It's a top hat. That's a real swallow.
Holy shit.
Got a monocle.
Oh, fuck. That'd be pretty cool. Oh, what do you think it would take to interview an elephant?
Tranquilizers?
Oh, my God. Fuck.
So let me reverse the question on you. Russell. If you were the white kid to fall into the elephant enclosure...
instead of being the elephant? Okay, I got you.
Yep.
What would I do?
What would you do?
Oh, easy, bro. This is where my training for all 5 years of my life has come to end. So I start crying. And I ask for my mommy. And then I die.
So this is, there's your answer.
And then I become a bridge for the elephant to go out on tour and go on podcasts and tell his story.
I like it.
You'll say his ancestors were woolly mammoths.
That was a lot. I don't know how we got there.
Carlos, if you were this kid who fell into the elephant enclosure,
Carlos,
what would you do?
Carlos, you're a bystander. What do you do?
Okay, I need to know.
Oh, wait, hold on. You're the churro guy. Closing up.
I'm 20 yards away.
Yeah, you're the frozen lemonade and churro guy.
Yep. And I see this kid falling, and I'm like, huh. Hey! Your kid fell!
As everybody's already gathered around.
And you're like, well, I helped. I did my part. I'm not liable anymore. I tried to get help.
I worked 10 hours today.
I'm beat, you know. I've had a long day.
I'm only getting paid $20 for today.
I'm an illegal.
So you're saying all this in Spanish?
Yes.
Nice. No, you should be Swahili, the Swahili churro guy. Can't even say churro, like...
Yes.
Hell yeah. Alright, if you were any country, what country would you want to be?
Ukraine.
He's wanting to be at war.
Yeah, this man said his life is boring. He'd rather be dying right now. He said he wants to get invaded.
I want to get that stimmy from the U.S. Baby,
damn,
what do you
bro,
mean?
Oh shit!
Bro, he wants Russia deep inside of him, bro. Carlos, which country would you want to be? Dead or alive?
Dead or alive? Chechnya.
Czechoslovakia, let's go. Why?
Oh, I didn't expect a question. What is this, a sort of interview?
Wales.
Wales.
Why? Because the name South is funny?
Because nothing ever happens there. Sounds easy to take care of.
The fish or my ex-wife?
That was a perfectly executed.
Yeah, it was. Thank you.
All right.
You're stuck on a raft with six people, Fredo.
Okay. All right. What race are they?
I got you already. I was about to explain each six people. All right. First one.
Mm-hmm.
45-year-old white woman that you saw scream at the, what are they called? Flight attendant. She screamed at the flight attendant because she wanted sparkling water instead of normal.
Okay. Right.
That's the first one.
Okay. She seems strong so far.
The second one is an 8-year-old child. It's the same 8-year-old child from the elephant scenario. Yeah.
That just lowered. That lowered like the overall on my team so far.
Well, you have to select one of these people to eat. So.
Jesus. Wow. Spoiler. Damn.
So can no one fish? Can we not fish?
You're on a raft in after a plane crash. No.
Fuck.
The third person. 72-year-old Vietnamese man. That's it. All right. Fourth person.
He has no skill. He's just old.
Okay, fine. He's autistic. Are you happy?
I'm an old fucking Chinese Vietnamese blind man.
Autistic?
I heard autism.
Blind.
Oh, because you're blind.
Fucking bodied. God damn. Holy shit. Oh my fucking god.
That's good shit right there.
Holy fuck. Alright. The fourth guy is Terry Crews.
Damn. Solid bubble.
Right?
She was looking real bad.
The fifth person.
Mm-hmm.
Is Carlos.
Okay. So what value does he bring to the team?
He lost his arm in the plane crash.
Your stats got lowered by like 25%. You lost the full quarter of your body.
Alright.
It's not just the arm, it's the shoulder too.
I was too statted up. I can't get nervous.
Yeah, I had to do it from bro. Oh, fuck. And then the final person on your raft is a 400-pound black woman.
How is the raft?
Magic.
What's the weight capacity on this raft?
What's this raft rated? Huh?
The safety rating is a solid nice. Sustainable.
All right. So is that it? We just have
built for tough. Yeah. Well, it's all six of them, and you guys are starving, right? You have to choose one of them to eat. Who do you choose?
The 400-pound bitch. What do you mean? She's not going to do shit to help us get out of that situation.
She's armed with a gun.
She's making us think there's five against one.
She has a gun.
There's five against one. Someone gets shot, oh well. You better survive.
It's custom made. Somehow points exactly where everybody is on the raft.
What kind of shit is that?
She knows kung fu.
She has that, what is that? She has that dead eye from fucking Red Dead Redemption.
It's like she's just doing it there. She's like, pop, pop, pop. She's nailing everybody. Only headshots.
How are you stopping her with a gun?
Then we're kind of fucked. I'll say the small fucking piece of shit child.
Fresh meat.
Damn, Carlos, I didn't know you've been to prison.
How about you, Carlos? Who are you eating?
Out of all those people you listed off?
Yeah, and instead of you, it's still you. Would you eat yourself? No, it's Fredo.
Apparently you can't kill the 400-pound black woman, because she's just OP.
Why did I fucking lose an arm? This bitch has a gun with a dead eye. It seems like cheating, I'm just saying.
I don't know, bad writing, I don't fucking know what to tell you, dog.
Fuck it, right?
No preparation shit.
So you really only have 5 choices out of 6.
Fredo also lost his arm, alright?
But the other arm, you have both of yours. Oh.
So, all I'm hearing is, when this fat bitch fucking falls asleep, I'm gonna kick her off the raft. She will drown.
That's fair.
And then boom, my choices become way easier.
Surprise! She pulls off the zipper costume she's wearing, and it's Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. He swims away. Yes, he swims away on a dolphin and leaves you guys to die. Wrong choice, you lose. It's like one of those flip Goosebumps books. You chose the wrong answer.
Sorry, Carlos.
You died.
Wisdom. Carlos.
My tummy hurts.
Okay, rub my tummy, please.
You want a hot towel and some Vicks?
Hey, so Elon Musk said he wants to fucking move the Chargers back over here.
No.
Okay.
No, he doesn't.
That's crazy.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I feel like you're telling me a lie, and this is my show, and I don't appreciate it, sir.
I feel like your statement lacks the true.
What's your source?
This is what I heard from my dad's friend.
How reliable is your dad's friend?
He is Elon Musk.
He's normally pretty solid with his shit, but I don't know. I haven't fact checked what he told me.
He's fit for this podcast. He's speaking shit he doesn't even know is true. Hell yeah. I do that all the time. Optimus, you know, that's my favorite Rugrats character.
How many of the parents in Rugrats need to fight?
I feel like all of them except for the lesbian one.
That's fair.
She has the mom of the twins now. She fucked me up, Loki.
Do you see her? She power walks.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that statement.
I have a better question. They're all single. Who do you think got the most? Pussy, dick, both? Fucking, I don't know. Who do you think laid it down the hardest? I think Stu Pickles was a fucking player in his days.
I gotta say, I think it was Stu.
I definitely think it was Stu. There's no way. And he had to settle for that fucking boo-boo-ass bitch Dee Dee. What's her name?
I don't know.
Fucking orange hair-ass fucking triangle-shaped head bitch.
I think the grandpa.
The grandpa?
Fuck yeah. That boy was in the military.
Fair.
So he probably threw down some fucking some Vietnamese bitches.
Could he understand them? No. Were they speaking the same languages? No.
Was it wanted?
Debatable.
Half the party.
Half the party. Half the party. Oh, that's horrible.
Vietnam.
Yeah, they did did that shit.
Yep.
You can only listen to one song for the rest of your life. What song do you want to listen to?
Fuck, what's the name of that fucking song? Hold up. Thinking of it.
Thinking of it. By Daddy Yankee.
It's Daddy Yankee.
Yankee.
El Papi Yankee.
Party in the USA.
I respect your decision.
I fucking love it, dog. Hell yeah, bro. Fucking holy shit. That was a good choice. That's a good fucking choice, bro.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's fire.
Oh my god. I like it.
What a pick.
But I live in Canada.
Okay.
Nice.
How about you, Tyler? What would be your opening theme song?
My one song for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Your new song, Flamethrower, now playing on Spotify. Oh, shit.
No, yeah, it's all good. There we go. We're good now. Available on all streaming platforms, May 13th.
Right here.
Yeah. Flamethrower. Fire.
It's hot.
It's a heater.
That's right.
Okay. I got you. Promiscuous. My.
So you're Will Smith at the Grammys.
Which year?
Chris Rock just insulted your fucking wife.
Okay.
What do you do? Do you A, laugh? Do you B, laugh?
But with a mustache?
With a soul patch.
Oh. Will Smith would be fresh with a soul patch.
Do you C, slap Chris Rock? Or do you D, add on to the joke?
D, add on to the joke. I get up there and I start just roasting the fuck out of my wife.
This stupid bitch.
You can't even act, ho.
Faking her fucking baldness. She's got hair under there.
See?
She knew what she was doing.
Oh, fuck.
She can't even suck my dick good. Oh, my God. She only fucks with little dick dudes. That's why I don't fuck her no more. My dick big. Oh, fuck yeah. It'd be intense if he just announced that he was gay instead. He just takes the mic. He's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm actually a homo. Are you gay?
I am not.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean... You never told me your deal breakers. Well, I don't give a shit about them. You know why?
I said brown teeth.
Oh yeah, you did say brown teeth actually.
That is actually gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I talked to a girl for a little bit who had like some fucking like, and this is why I stopped talking to her. She had like some black shit like right here.
Ooh.
Like her fucking gums were rotting.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That bitch was a corpse.
Smoke cigarettes in their car with the windows up.
Ooh, fucking animals.
Oh, yeah. Bro, the fucking seats are yellow and shit. Like,
A bitch who pisses with the seat up.
Nah, that just means she's thick.
What? She takes the space.
The
dog.
Regular seat's not enough.
It's not enough support. Need a wider base, you know? It happens.
You don't know me. You don't know my preferences. Maybe I like tiny upper body, huge thighs. cartoonishly thick.
Short legs.
Short legs, but thick as fuck. She can't even touch the fucking floor with her legs.
She has a fucking stub for a leg.
It's just thighs? Long ass torso, short ass legs, all thighs. Ooh.
Oh my god. That's what does it for you?
Yeah, I'll say like a double amputee situation.
So was I.
Okay. I don't know the same thing.
Like a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, ooh. Now she has long arms, so she drags them.
Oh my god. Oh fuck.
You're in a bar, right?
Okay.
The girl walks in, right? With an itty bitty waist. God damn it!
How did you even guess that? How could you even guess that?
Read you like a fucking book.
I don't like that. You're inside of my head. That confirms it. Fuck you.
I'm rent free in there, baby.
No, pay your rent. I need the money. At least a dollar, please. Subscribe to my Patreon. Marcos and Cash. $1 a month. That helps out a lot.
We send you a nice message for $1 a month.
I'll give you a back massage. I wasn't even framed that whole time.
That's beautiful.
Hello. It's okay, you don't need to see me. You see me all the time.
Yes.
You're perfectly in frame.
Yeah, you're like all the way in frame. I've been in frame. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like this is a good stopping point.
Yeah, it is. We're running out of laughter. Alright, this is a very solid, like, hour podcast, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's up, guys? This has been Barlos and Cash. I'm Cash, apparently. And that's Barlos. Hell
yeah, man, though.
And that's Fredo.
Woo, Fredo! Thank you for coming through for the podcast.
Fourth time on the show.
That's right. We didn't sync up the audio and the video on this one.
It's really easy to do, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright,
so really easy to do. So follow us. Bonsoir_Carlos. I butchered the fuck out of the French there. T Cash Music, the official Barlos and Cash.
Right?
Salted_Caramel96.
we'll see. This is for future.
Yeah.
It's all in post. You point to something gonna be there. You know how many times I've pointed at shit and shit wasn't there?
he's told me to put links here. I'm like, why? I can put them in the description. Like,
but then they're clickable on screen.
No. I don't think that's how it works.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, I don't know how to put annotations in the video. Yeah, this has been the show.
Follow me
if you want. You should definitely follow me. I have music. tcashmusic.com/podcast. Audio version only. I love you guys. Stay up. Stay beautiful.
Be nice.
Say bye.
Fuck off.